Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I know we have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. So Nathan, who's up next?
Paul in New Hampshire.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thanks very much, Patrick. I hope you're having a good day.
You as well.
Hello?
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay, I hope you're having a good day, Patrick.
You as well.
Thank you. My problem, I have a blue spruce that's about 25 to 30 feet tall, and probably about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I noticed inside the needles were yellowing, and now they're turning brown and falling out. I wonder if there's something I could do to save it.
Now, you said it's on the inside of the plant?
Correct.
Okay. Which
it seems like it's working its way towards the end, you know, the outside.
None of the tips are yellowing, though, right?
No.
Okay, so this is actually not a bad thing for your plant. A lot of times, what this is called is called fall shedding for an evergreen. So a lot of deciduous, like oaks, maples, etc., obviously they lose their leaves for the winter. This is what, it's the same thing that's happening for your blue spruce, whereas the inner leaves or the inner needles are falling out to help rejuvenate for next season, for the further growth out of the plant, to get it stronger on the outsides. It will lose those leaves on the needles on the inside. It is its natural way of cleaning itself up. If it starts to go ahead.
I never took notice to it over the years that it did that before. And I guess it's probably about a foot or a little more from reaching the outside.
Okay. Sometimes it can be into due to a little bit more stress from the year. Was there any construction or anything around it this year?
No.
Okay. Sometimes compaction in the area can make it have some other issues. Go ahead.
I had some weeds that were near it, outside from the tree, not very far away. I used a little bit of Roundup on the weeds.
Okay, and how long ago did you use that?
I guess maybe about 3 months ago.
Okay, you would have seen something happen right away.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where it will defoliate on the inside. You might not see it as much. It might be a little bit more noticeable because it's a little bit bluer than it has been. usually if there's a major issue with it, it's going to start losing its, it's going to start browning and yellowing on the top and the tips on the outside and working its way in. Versus working its way out. So I really think everything's going to be okay with it. You could, are some, is the, you said it's a 20 to 25 foot tall tree, right?
Correct. Yep.
Are you seeing the yellow throughout the whole thing on the bottom all the way to the top?
Not to the top, but you know, towards the bottom, you know, you could kind of look in there and see, and towards the center, working its way out a fair way up, but you see the, well, now they're brown and fallen.
Okay. So there could be something else going on in there. I want to hope that it's fall shedding for you. Sometimes, you know, it can take a couple years for it to really be heavy on it. But it just based on what I'm hearing, it seems like it's a fall shedding. I think what it's coming from is a very wet spring and very, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, we had the hottest month in July. It's like the ebb and flow of the temperatures we've been having has put a little bit of a stress on it as well. So I think what's happening is it's making it have a little bit more extreme this year. Because it's basically a tree has gone through, you know, very heavy, very wet spring. Then it went into a drought phase for a couple months, and now we're going back into more rainy, cooler weather. So the plant is kind of just like wondering what's going on. I'd be worried if it was the tips. It could be some sort of canker that could be doing it, or a type of needle cast. But again, I really think you're going to be okay with the inside. What I would suggest doing in the next week to 10 days, 2 weeks, keep an eye on it. If it's getting further out on some of the areas where it's getting real close to the tips, I might think about getting, for something that big, getting a tree expert in, like an arborist, because they have ways of, if they need to fertilize, they can inject it into the soil. Or if it's a spray, something that's 20 to 25 feet like that, they're going to be able to spray it a little bit easier than yourself. One of the things, by using any oils or anything like that on a blue spruce, sometimes it can change the blue to a green a little bit. So you don't want to just go out there and hit it with an oil, being, you know, worried about it.
Yeah.
Again, I really think it's the fall shedding, because it just fits everything that I've learned about fall shedding almost to a T, and especially with the wet spring drought conditions during the summer, I think that's kind of what's been going on and causing it to do this a little bit more extreme than it has in the past.
All right, I'll keep an eye on it. And once the winter sets in, there's really nothing that can get done to it once the ground freezes, I guess.
Not really at this point. I mean, I take a look close to the branching, see if there's any webs around it. Maybe it's a spider mite. You know, maybe it's that, but I would see the yellowing on the outside of the tips of the branch versus the inside. You know, if you have some branches that you see that you can actually look at without having to, you know, get in a ladder, etc., take a look and see if there's webbing, see if there's anything crawling around, see if there's anything unusual. Okay?
All right.
If you start to see something unusual, if you want, you can take a couple pictures and you can send it to me via email. Our email address is paulpgardenclub@gmail.com, or you can even go right to our website at paulparent.com, and there's a way to contact us. But again, I really think you're going to be okay with it. Again, like I said, take a look, closer look. If you're seeing any spider mites or anything like that, we can get something to take care of it. If you're seeing any cankers, you know, almost like galls on them, on the branching, those, I want to see a picture of it if it's that. But I really think it's just going to be fall shedding.
All right. That sounds pretty good. I want to comment. You had somebody calling about moles before.
Yep.
And last year I was setting mouse traps with peanut butter on them for mice. And
yep.
I caught a couple of moles in the trap.
Okay.
So, I don't think they, maybe it's what they really look forward to, but I did catch a couple of them.
Yeah, I know they were looking just to get rid of them. And some of those products, like that Moltox, is a deadly one that you kind of want to hide away. But that's mm-hmm. definitely a good one to do if you're, you know, you're trying to get something else, but if those pop in there, hey, why not, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. Well,
All right.
Patrick, thank you very much for the information, and I'll see what I can do and keep a good eye on it, and hopefully it stays around for many more years.
I think it will, Paul. And again, like I said, take a look at it. If something drastically changes in the next 10 to 14 days, definitely let me know. Email me, and we can get a little bit more information to you. There's still time to spray if need be. It might be the fact that you need to get a tree company in there that can do some sort of injection or a bigger spray. But I really hope and think that it's not going to be that case. So definitely good luck with that, Paul.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
I appreciate the call, Paul. It's when you have a big tree like that, 20, 25 feet tall, and you start to see yellow on the inside, I can understand the angst of it. It takes up a lot of space. It gives some nice shade, nice color, etc. So I would definitely be worried as well. So hopefully it's just that fall shedding. This is what it seems like. Anybody else with calls, you can call us at 855-660-4261.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, earlier in the program, real early actually, about the first 15 minutes of the show, I was talking about getting out there and cutting back some of your perennials, cleaning the yards, getting the mulch around some of those perennials that you've already cut back. Now, I was thinking about it the past couple days, and, they always say, cut back this perennial, that perennial, etc. And I was thinking, how can I really talk about it and say, all right, cut these, but don't cut these? So I looked up some lists to find out which perennials not to cut back in the fall. That list is a lot shorter than what to cut back for the fall. So I just wanted to pass along a few of them, some common ones that you might have in the garden. So a couple of those is the ajuga or the bugleweed. That one you don't need to cut back. I, on the other hand, would like to cut it all the way back because it's taken over my lawn, but I digress on that one. Some of the other ones, like a rock crest, a thrift, artemisia, there's a couple of the wild ginger. That kind of grows all over the place. The butterfly weed, so the asclepias, you don't want to cut that back in the fall. A stilbe, it's actually performs better if you don't prune it back in the fall. Some of the false rock crest. The basket of gold is a good one. Butterfly bush is considered a perennial and a shrub. That one you wait until the spring. Some out there do believe it is just more of an invasive and would want to cut it all the way out. But if you have a butterfly bush and you use it as a shrub, you want to wait until spring on that one. The digitalis or the foxglove, you do not want to cut. You can cut back some of the dead foliage in spring. Globe thistle or echinops, that one you want to leave there. The sea holly, some spurge, blanket flower. Another one that you want to wait is the coral bells or the heuchera. There's tons of varieties of heuchera out there. You don't want to prune for winter. You want to remove any of the winter damaged foliage in the spring. It actually will help protect some of the new foliage from coming up from underneath. Another shrub or perennial is the Hypericum or the St. John's wort. That's one that you want to clean in the spring. The candy tuff, that one, again, spring. The lavender, which is probably one of the more popular ones on this list. It actually, on the list that I have, it says, remove old flowering stems after they bloom and do not prune after late August. Remove tips to sustain water damage after new growth has appeared in the spring. So lavender, that's a very popular one in the landscape right now, so definitely be thinking about that. Liriope is one of those where it's a borderline biannual perennial, but that one you want to leave the foliage in the spring is when you would shear it to the ground to encourage the new growth. It's kind of like the butterfly bush. Lupin, wait until spring. Another popular one would be the Nepeta or catmint. The only time you really want to prune that is right after flowering. You may cut back after several of the killing frosts, so ones that will really, really get to it, or you can leave it until the spring. But that's part of the list here. Some good information on there just to when to cut back and when not to. Again, this is a list of what not to cut back in the fall. So, again, it's what not to cut back. Not one of those ones where we want to cut back, but what not to. So it's some interesting things to be looking at. One of the items on here that got me thinking was the astilbe. I have an astilbe in my yard that I actually transplanted from somewhere last year, and this year it was huge. I mean, the flowers were so big that it just toppled over. And I was like, oh, I'm going to prune that back. Now after looking at this, I'll wait till spring and get all that dead growth then and get it ready. So something to think about. We do have open lines here. You can call us at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Said open lines.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some progress reported in containing the Maria fire in Southern California. Authorities now say it's 30% contained, but it's burned over 15 square miles already, and this farmer says a lot of it has been agricultural land.
When the fire comes through, it's amazing all the work we put in every year, and in just a couple of hours, it just wipes it out.
Meanwhile, the massive Kincade fire in Northern California is now 74% contained, and some evacuees have been returning home. If you own an old iPhone, listen up. It's going to stop working correctly at 2 p.m. Eastern today because of a GPS time rollover. Yeah, don't ask. If you are still using an iPhone 4 or 5, though, Apple says you need to update the operating system stat. And this is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know we got a few calls on the line, so we're going to get right into them. Nathan, who's up next?
Marsha's in Scituate, Mass.
Marsha, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I just want to know, I cut back my butterfly bushes, all three. And now what's going to happen to them?
Well, so it's not going to, when did you cut them back?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so it was still warm, so it was still fine. If it was when we were getting into some of the colder time frames where it was, like, freezing right after you cut it, I don't think it would be a bad thing.
Okay.
You might have some stunted growth in the spring. What I would look to do for that to help protect its root system, because it's been cut back, look at around Thanksgiving time, mounding up mulch around it, or like a salt marsh hay, around the base of it, maybe 6-8 inches, okay? Nice clump around it to help protect not only the base of the stem, but the root system, to make sure that, you know, it, there's no further damage. I'm not calling what you did damage, but there's no damage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's helping protect that root system a little bit more. What you know, with a butterfly bush, when it's got a spread to it, or any plant that's got a spread to it, it's got a little bit more out there to protect it before it gets to the roots.
Mm-hmm.
So if you cut it back, you know, low, if you did, this way we're protecting a little bit more underneath there. But like I said, I want you to wait till about Thanksgiving time to do that.
Yeah.
Reason being is if we start doing it now, we just got our first few frosts in the past couple days here.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have been as cold, but we're getting down to that point where the frosts are starting to happen.
Yeah, last night we had one a little bit.
Yeah, so it's odd that November 3rd we've had our first, really, yeah. Or November 2nd. But the mice and all the small rodents are looking for some place to live. Now, if you were to put that mulch or salt marsh hay around the bottom of that plant today,
yeah.
You're building a home for those small rodents. We don't want to do that, right? We, you know, exactly. So we want to wait until the ground really is starting to freeze. Those rodents are starting to go into their burrow, wherever they are hiding, if you will, and not around your plant.
Yeah.
So if you leave it there, they got protection. They got food from the plant, and they got water from the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little hotel. You know, they're not going to want to leave. That's why we say, you know, when it comes to put anything around it, and again, with like roses or some hydrangeas like that, we wait until about after Thanksgiving. That's usually about the time when the ground's frozen,
mm-hmm.
but you never know. We're in New England. The temperatures change on a daily basis here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think you're going to be okay. I definitely do. Just don't want you to protect that root system for the spring.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, good luck, Marcia.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I know we do have another call on the line, so we're going to get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I got a question about my chrysanthemums.
Okay.
We had about two frosts in Pennsylvania last week and this week. I was wondering, should I cut them down now or should I wait?
Now, are they the perennial chrysanthemum or are they the hardy mum?
I think it's a hardy mum.
So those, have they started to turn brown, the colors, the flowers?
No. The one is because we had a lot of rain, and then the frost, it just, you know, killed the flowers.
Okay. So that one would be one that you could definitely cut back at this point to get it to try and overwinter. A lot of times with the chrysanthemum, you know, they're just one that you would just get rid of after the end of the season.
Right.
But if you're looking to keep it around for next year and hope that it will come back, you could definitely start to cut it back when you start to see the browning of the leaves
mm-hmm.
as well as the flowers. So the flowers get hit first, obviously. They're on the top. And then as you start to see a little bit of browning underneath, that's when you could cut it back to try and get it to stay.
Can I cover it up with straw? Now, or should I wait?
I would wait on the straw again. It's looking towards when you start to get the ground a little bit more frozen.
Mm-hmm.
With a chrysanthemum like that, it has a little bit easier, it's more herbaceous than woody structure.
Yeah.
Where it's going to be easier for, you know, your chipmunks, your mice, your rodents to really bite on them.
Yeah,
versus, you know, a woody structured type plant. So I'd wait till almost about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You can put mulch around them or you can put salt marsh hay. The straw, putting straw around them, that straw does have weed seeds. So you could be putting some weed seeds into the garden. But salt marsh hay or mulch is a good way to really cover it.
Where do you get the salt marsh hay?
I think it's more of a New England thing, to be honest with you, with all our salt marsh, our marshes. They do have some products out there that come in like bales that are actually, it's a straw, but what they do is they put them in an oven and cook it enough to kill the weed seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So there's there's two products that I know of that you might be able to find. One of them is called Lucerne Hay.
Oh.
And the other one is called Easy Straw.
Oh, yeah.
So that Easy Straw has no weed seeds. It's been cooked again, and it has what they call a tackifier to hold it onto the ground. A lot of people will use it for covering, like, grass seed, but you can put that around there. So either one of those you might be able to find at a local garden center.
Oh, okay. I got one more question, about my poinsettias. I've been putting them away in the dark and bringing them up in the light, but it seems like nothing's moving. You know, it's not trying to turn red. There's only one leaf on my one that's a little bit red, but the rest are green yet.
Okay, so so when did you start taking them out?
Maybe about 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Now, you said you saw one red?
Yeah. One little leaf is turning red, but that's about it on the plant.
Okay. Now, did you bring, you brought it out into the sun?
Yeah, I have them like down nice... in my, yeah, I have them down in my basement underneath my grow light then.
Okay.
So, till I shut off the grow light. But how many hours should I be putting them down and up?
So at this point, you want to keep the grow light on a little bit longer to make it feel like the days are still long for the sun to try and push it a little bit. Because you're looking to get it to reblossom at this point, right? It's one of those things where, once it starts to pop those reds, it's going to take some time for everything to really pop. But this is the time when you're seeing the red is to start fertilizing a little bit, okay?
Oh, really?
Because this is the time where when it starts to pop that red color, it's starting to produce into the flower, so you want it to produce more. This would be the time when you would use like a liquid fertilizer with a bloom booster. Have some products out there. Peters has a wettable powder that's a bloom booster that you really want to push it. You're trying to get as much light as possible. At this point, you brought it out about 3 weeks ago. I'm sorry, I'm doing the math in my head here. Usually if you bring it out the beginning to middle of September, you want to go like a month and a half with a lot of sun.
Mm.
So if you just brought it out 3 weeks ago, you still got about two to three more weeks of a lot of sun. So we're talking 12 to 14 hours of sun a day.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes. And then from at that point, a little bit later, once you've done about 4 to 6 weeks of full sun, that's when you're going to want to cut off the grow light at about 5. You want it to only get like 6 or 7 hours. Of the sun. Okay.
Oh, really?
Because what it's doing is it's getting it, you've gotten all this light. It had that summer temperature. Now it's getting into fall and it's getting into the winter and it knows to start blooming more.
Really?
But this is, like I said, it's going to take, it will take about to the end of November, beginning of December for you, because we're a couple weeks behind. But when it starts to have that red, it should be fully red, a month after you've brought it out, a month after you've done that full sun treatment. So it's like a 4 to 6 week span of full sun, 12 to 14 hours of sunlight as much as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Then you get to a point where you're going to cut it back to about 7 to 8 hours of sun. And then it's about a month of doing that, of that 7 to 8 hours, where you'll really get the full part of the bracts being red there.
Now, suppose it's a cloudy day, and don't get no sun. Where do I put it then?
That's just, those things are going to happen, obviously. You said you have your grow light. It's under the grow light.
Oh, okay.
You can keep it under the grow light for now.
Oh, okay.
But again, you want to have that time frame where it's just getting the 6 to 7, 8 hours of sun that, all day on the grow light. Since you had it, you said about 3 weeks ago you took it out.
What?
You said about 3 weeks ago you started the light treatment.
About 3 weeks ago we put it, because...
So what I would do in 2 weeks from now, so that way you're in between the 4 to 6, keep giving it as much light now, but in 2 weeks from now, then cut the light back to about 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then you're going to start to see the red start to pop even more.
Yeah.
When that red is popping, that's when you want to use the bloom booster, like I was talking about.
Yeah.
Because the plant, prior to having the flowers, if you put in a bloom booster, it's just going to produce foliage because that's what it's producing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you start to see the red bracts and you start to see it flowering, putting in a bloom booster is going to help those blooms last longer and be more proficient. They're going to be more around the plant. It's going to be stronger. So that's when you would want to use a bloom booster, is once you start to see more red on it. I think it would really be successful for you that way.
And I just want to ask you, going back to the chrysanthemums, how yep. far do I cut them back?
So it would depend. Take a look at the branching. Sometimes, they obviously have one stem underneath, but take a look and see how diverse the branching is underneath. If it's really thick, you can cut it back a couple inches above that.
Oh, really? Oh.
Because you're trying to protect it from the cold, right. The winters, etc. Again, it's normally like an annual or a biannual, but protecting it like that could create it to come back next year and do more for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Mary, thank you for the phone call, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to go to a break. When we get back, more of your questions. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Vonide. Vonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
Now I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. And we're going to be here for another couple hours. It's coming up at the 8 o'clock hour. Victoria from Natural Alternatives is going to be joining us. Some great information to be talking about. We still have, you know, barely a lot of time. But the winter fertilizer, soil conditioners. And then obviously we'll be talking about some ice melt because that four-letter word, snow, is in the forecast. Some possible flurries at the end of the week. Depends on the radar that you look at. It could be all over the place. I saw one that said 3 to 5 inches, and I had to check the calendar because I was thinking it was still April. I thought it was April 1st. So, I don't know. It's a little aggressive to be thinking about snow at this point, but it snowed earlier in years before this, so I guess we're gonna be all right. But we're gonna talk about a few of those things with Victoria to get you guys thinking about that because ice melt season is right around the corner. But we still have time to put that winter fertilizer down, so something to talk about. Another thing we can be thinking about is, you know, I've said it a few times here, is when we overwinter some of our perennials, our roses, our hydrangeas, we like to cover the base of them. But we like to wait until about, you know, Thanksgiving time. Because, like I said, those mice, squirrels, etc., are looking for a place to live. But the mice in particular. Now, there is a product out there to keep them out of your house, a product called Mouse Magic. Now, are you tired of the mice moving into your home with you every fall? Would you like to keep them from coming into your home? Do you dislike using mouse killers around your kids and pets? Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic is an all-natural mouse repellent that keeps mice from coming into your home, summer cabins, cars, boats, RVs, farm equipment, garden sheds, and more. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma, which smells like spearmint and peppermint, but mice hate it. Mouse Magic repels by smell and works as an irritant, which drives mice away. Just use one throw pack per average size room on your and you're mouse free for up to 2 months. Available in 4-pack box or 12-pack economy Ziploc bag. Bonide products are made in America. Mouse Magic can be found at a bunch of different stores. I know the Mahoney's near you, Blue Seal store near you. And if you can't find someplace close to you, you can go to bonide.com to find a retailer near you. All right. So it would definitely be something to be thinking about this time of year. Some of those, you know, it's starting to get colder out there. We're having our first couple freezes. And the mice are starting to run in. I know my father used this product religiously. Every year, always made sure he had that in the garage, putting it away when you're putting the mower away, getting it around the mower. I think I've talked about the story multiple times where the seat of the sit-down lawnmower that my parents had was chewed a hole in, and then some of the wires were chewed, and they had to replace it a couple times. And once they found this Mouse Magic product, it was like a miracle happened, keeping it away from there. So that's something we've talked about in the past, but it's every time I think of Mouse Magic, I think of that story and what had happened at the house. So, you know, I can understand why my father liked the product so much, because of once he found this, it just worked. And for those of you who had listened to my father's for years upon years, you know, he talks about products that he's actually tried himself. He talked about products, that he had tried himself and seen worked. So that's one of these things with Mouse Magic. It's an incredible product. It's got a nice smell to it, too. So you don't even feel like you're using something to get rid of the mice. And, you know, a garage or a shed doesn't really smell like roses. So putting this nice spearmint and peppermint smell in there is going to make it smell a little bit nicer. So just something to be thinking about. Again, like I said, we're going to be joined by Victoria in, on the other side of the break here on the 8 o'clock hour, and she's going to give us some great information. Like I said, still time to be putting down the winter fertilizer. You know, we talk about it each time that Victoria and I talk, that, you know, the ground, the lawn is still growing during some of the winter months, and by giving it this food is really going to help preserve it and get you ready for next year, so you can start off, you know, with a good looking lawn. So that's coming up in a couple minutes here, so stay tuned to us, and we'll be sure to make sure lots of good information comes out of that. And we'll have to talk about ice melt. I know it's not something we think about, but we'll do it. We'll be back in a minute.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.